Now, I have to say, I looked at the video for Show Me, which is a single we're going to play out on in a while. Where was that? Was that actually filmed over in Mykonos?
No, it was actually done on the south coast, in Climping by Littlehampton. I was recording down in Brighton earlier this year. I took a few months back in London and the UK, and one of my producers lives down in Hove.
Yeah,
I was based down there, and then a friend of mine who's my guitarist, actually, he's also a cinematographer, and he's done videos for Dire Straits, Jesto, name dropping as I do, and he said, look, Dean, I can do you a great video. And I said, look, Matthew, I don't have much of a budget, and I just wanted it. It's quite a summery song, although it's quite dark in many ways, and I thought, well, we're down in Hove, but I didn't want it to be like bright and clear and very obvious landmark.
Yeah.
We kind of went up the road to Littlehampton and kind of made it look quite vague, and so that's why, you know, there's a lot of sun filters and can't really define the actual location, and that was done deliberately, so it does look in some places like it is very Mediterranean or like the Algarve, and that it was just done in the cheap down in Brighton.
So there's two places. Number one, I've always wanted to live in Brighton, and I want to live in Greece, so I'm getting more angry by the second. you're living my life for me.
Oh, really? Well, no, Brighton held great significance because where my ex-songwriting partner with me went to university.
Yeah.
And so there's many memories of John and I writing down in Brighton after our holidays, our first holidays in Mykonos. And funnily enough, we had our first manager, a guy called John Sebastian, who's also sadly died now.
Mm.
And he was a very eccentric English guy who had a film company called Best of British, and he was based in Adelaide Crescent.
Mm.
And Adelaide Crescent is a beautiful Georgian crescent overlooking the sea.
Yeah.
And then I had the opportunity to continue recording after recording in Mykonos this year down in Brighton, and I thought, well, if I'm going to be based there, I'd like to do it in Adelaide Crescent. It has there's many memories, and it's quite haunting, and I thought it may inspire me, and it did, because we came up with a few new tracks as well, which are going to be on the new album.
It's a great place for music. It really is a fantastic place for music. It's wonderful. I do love Brighton. Tell us about, we were talking about Show Me. You said that it's got a little bit dark, so tell us about the lyrics and the story behind it.
Yeah, well, Show Me, I always had this Show Me song laying around, and it was actually written, well, the first version was written in 1990, and the lyrics were done on, funny enough, Super Paradise Beach. Well, partly due to that, I couldn't finish them off. I started writing it in England, but it took me a long time to do the lyrics, and I ended up writing them on holiday in Mykonos. And it, like many of my songs, they're kind of tragically inspired by doomed love affairs. So I think that was the inspiration at the time by getting my heart broken, Michelle. But it's kind of cathartic, because a lot of the songwriting that I do from those kind of tragedies or heartbreak, you know, you can steer into music and get something positive out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so I had this... we had this Show Me song laying around, and it went through many changes. We'd worked on it over the years. We kept coming back to it. It wasn't quite right. And then I left it alone for 10 years, and I started coming back to it 3 years ago, and we really tried to hone in on it. And then the breakthrough came when I was reunited with Steve Emley, who's now my producer, and he was my original drummer in my first band 30 years ago. We were school buddies, but he's now a prominent producer. He's worked for Disney, Sound Engineering, and he's an expat as well, but based on the island of Malta, company Emotion and Sound. So I gave him this. He said, well, I want to hear what you're up to, Dean. So I gave him the version of Show that I was working on in Mykonos earlier this year, and then he came back and we worked remotely on it with audio feeds. That's the wonder of modern technology, which you couldn't do a few years ago.
Yeah.
Using audio files, we transfer and creating audio feeds, and, you know, I can watch him at work at the studio, and we can talk over Skype.
Mm.
It's made it so much easier, which I doubt, you know, if we... it would have been feasible to work like that even up to a couple of years ago. But
yeah.
Anyway, so we've been working together, and he came back with a version of Show Me.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually shot the video to this other version of Show Me. And then I went out to Malta before I came back to Mykonos in June. And we worked on a new version that is the version that you're playing today, and we dubbed it over the video, and it kind of defined the direction of the music, because it was either going to go kind of quite rocky or quite dancey, and I'm very pleased that it's taken a more Mykonian direction now.
So we're going to be playing out with Show Me, as we mentioned. It's coming from the album Quiet Storm. The debut album's called Quiet Storm as well, which is out in the autumn. This is going to be the release. So this is out now, Show Me, isn't it? Or just coming out now?
Oh, yeah. It came out a few weeks ago, and
yep.
It's currently playing on MTV, and they're playing it all the time on Kiss FM in America. Not the UK. I don't know why. The UK hadn't picked up on it so much, but it's getting a lot of radio play in America now, which... I'm delighted with, Michelle, but hopefully you can help me with the UK.
Yep, I certainly will. Now, if you have a look at the website, it's all the W's quietstormmusic.com. There you can find out more about Dean there, and it's got the fantastic video. And it's I like your web. Who did your website?
Oh, what would I do without Matthew Beecroft? He's my guitarist, he's my photographer, and he's my video director. God bless Matthew.
Yes, because it's nice. I looked and I went, oh, I wish I had a website like that. See what I mean?
Yeah,
you're living my dream, Dean, and this is the problem.
Oh, no,
you see,
you're welcome to come over and visit me. I've got a house here, so you know. No, I always invite people, but nobody ever arrives. I've got my first friends coming this weekend for the first time in a year.
Oh, see, I would imagine if you lived over in Mykonos, people would say, "Oh, I'll pop out and see you," and you'd
they always say they will, but no one comes.
Oh dear. Well, don't worry, I'll be over soon. It's been really lovely to speak to you. I can imagine all the glorious day you're going to be having over in Mykonos. Thanks very much for talking to us. Don't forget, check out the website, all the W's, quietstormmusic.com. And we're going to finish with this. This is Show Me by Quiet Storm. You have a lovely afternoon. Thanks a lot then, Dean. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.